From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary. And a little end yet for you too. Today's story, Bama wins again. Ratings plunge 25%. Congratulations to Coach Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide for winning their sixth national college football championship in the last 12 years. Beginning back in 2009, Alabama has won half of the national championships which have been played since then. This is a recording.
Bye, bye, bye.
This year's Alabama football team was by far the most entertaining Alabama team to watch over that 12-year period. They averaged nearly 50 points per game as the team destroyed all comers this season. Can you believe that the Ohio State University was nearly a 4-touchdown underdog in the title game to Alabama for the national championship? I can't either. And for those who did bet on the Tide, they did cover the spread by winning this snooze fest 52-24. And although Alabama has a long history of winning college football championships and a national following, it appears to be getting boring to the rest of this country. And why not? Watching Bama play football on TV this last season has been like watching Godzilla destroying yet another major city without any resistance from Mothra or Rodan or King Kong. So it should come as no big surprise that the television ratings for Monday night's NCAA College Football Championship game were down by a whopping 25% from last season's LSU versus Clemson finale, won by LSU, of course, 42-25. A source reported that just 18.65 million people watched Monday night's Bama beatdown of Ohio State, compared to 25.5 million who watched last year's LSU win over Clemson. An erosion of 7 million television viewers in just 1 year should have ESPN, which is owned by Disney, watch your stock, folks, shaking in their boots today. The advertisers who ponied up a lot of money to reach an expected minimum number of viewers are going to be seeking some type of alternate compensation from the network, maybe in the form of future bonus spots or discounts or an outright refund for a portion of this expenditure. Monday's national championship game actually had fewer viewers than New Year's Day's semifinal games, which both pulled about 19 million television viewers.
Go!
Now, the long-term ramifications should be quite concerning to ESPN and Disney, as America is tiring of seeing the same teams playing every year. You can almost book it. Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State have become regulars to this BCS Final Four game show. And that leaves Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Georgia or LSU, and perhaps a Pac-12 team such as Oregon or Washington slugging it out for the fourth spot. ESPN, as usual, is its own worst enemy. The network selected one-loss Notre Dame and its national following over an undefeated Cincinnati Bearcats team or a one-loss Texas A&M for this year's fourth and final slot. Notre Dame was demolished by Alabama 31-14 in this year's semifinal. Now, I'm of the opinion that increasing the BCS field to 8 teams or even 16 would be a huge mistake, as it's only going to drag out the inevitable outcome. I'd prefer to see the traditional New Year's Day bowl games feature the champions of the top conferences pitted against one another once again. Now, after that bowl week, the Associated Press or coaches poll, doesn't matter to me, rankings could be used to select the top two teams to play for the national championship the following week. Yes, they've done it that way in years gone by. Now, if an underdog team such as Cincinnati can make it through a New Year's Day bowl game unbeaten, they should be in the running for that national championship game, don't you think? Now, I don't know why ESPN chooses to play this game on a weekday school night, Monday. and then start the game so late for East Coast viewers, like 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I know, to get the West Coast viewers watching, if they are watching out there, and then they insist on making the game nearly 4 hours long to jam in an hour's worth of commercials into the telecast. Now, the extreme number of commercials is obviously needed to help the network offset the overinflated cost of the broadcast rights, which ESPN is paid to put a chokehold monopoly on the BCS broadcasts. Now, once again, the network continues to be their own worst enemy. Now, back to football. Let's give credit to Alabama for this season. They were easily the best college football team in the nation this year because they also have the best college football coach of our lifetime, too. Before Nick Saban arrived in Tuscaloosa, Alabama in 2007, Alabama had lost 26 games in just 4 seasons under their previous coach, Mike Shula. Including his first year at Alabama when Nick Saban's team lost six games, the Nick Saban Crimson Tide has lost a total, including those six, of just 23 games in his 14 seasons at Alabama. Now that is truly incredible, especially when he plays in the always tough SEC West. Nick Saban is now 69 years of age, and by all accounts, Saban, who consumes 1 or 2 Little Debbie oatmeal pies every morning for breakfast, is still in really good health. By earning his 6th national championship with the Crimson Tide, Nick Saban has just tied Alabama's legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant, who won 6 titles in 25 years in Tuscaloosa. Coach Saban now owns the #1 overall spot in all of college football history, as he's coached a total of 7 national championship teams when you include his 2003 LSU team. No one will be pushing him to retire very soon. Nick Saban has always been a very savvy recruiter. Not only does Alabama generally find and sign a large number of top high school athletes, Nick Saban generally stays away from offering scholarships to talented but immature high school football players. He runs a very tight ship, which requires intense personal discipline to play for a coach who preaches that no detail is too small. Coach Saban has no problem releasing any players who refuse to conform to Alabama's system. This season's Alabama team posted 3 of the top 5 Heisman Trophy candidates, with wide receiver Devontae Smith grabbing the Heisman Trophy ahead of his quarterback, Mac Jones, who finished 3rd, and running back Najee Harris, who finished 5th. Now, before the season started, Alabama's other wide receiver, Waddle, was generally considered to be a better player than the ultimate Heisman winner, Devontae Smith. After Waddle suffered a severe ankle injury which kept him off the field most of the second half of the season, Smith grabbed the spotlight and became the first wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy in nearly 30 years since Desmond Howard of Michigan. And don't forget that Rolls-Royce offensive line for Alabama, too. Year after year, Alabama's offensive line dominates their opponents, and this year's line might have been the best in recent college football history. You will see most of those big giants playing in the NFL sometime soon. With this year's pandemic-affected football season, Alabama had no cupcakes on their 2020 regular season schedule, as the team had to play a 10-game lineup filled with only SEC competitors. Despite this tougher-than-usual schedule, Alabama was rarely challenged. In the SEC championship game, Alabama never trailed the Florida Gators, but the game did remain close throughout, with the Tide grabbing a 52-46 victory. Now, last year, LSU Tigers team went undefeated at 15-0. They clobbered nearly every opponent, and they claimed the school's 4th national championship. LSU dominated all of the postseason awards and was being hailed as the best college football team of all time. And just 1 year later, the Alabama Crimson Tide rolled through every opponent in winning another national championship. Legions of their fans and many of their opponents will say that this year's Bama squad was the best college football team of all time, too. So while the SEC's college football dominance has been a thrill for many Southern college football fans, the remainder of the country, along with ESPN, they're hopeful that someone new will emerge and hoist that BCS trophy next January. As for me, don't bet on it. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.